This means that in the same territorial space, there might be different legislations applicable, which would have created many problems. The principle of territoriality means that all those facts practiced, not only on the national territory, but perhaps on airplanes or ships, they are also deemed to be practiced on the Portuguese territory flying the Portuguese flag. In addition to this, the Portuguese criminal legislation rules allows this to apply to facts practiced outside our national territory. And these rules or principles are established in Article 5 of our criminal code. And if we were to turn our eyes to that code, what will we see? We will see that the drafting strikes a nice balance between the need to have this criminal action and repression or punishment of crime, but also the aim of achieving effective criminal investigation. There needs to be some link, be it objective or subjective in nature, with our national territory. That needs to be established. In addition to this, let me say that the criterion determining the competence of Portuguese courts regarding the implementation of criminal legislation is the locis commissi delicti. Under our code, it's quite wide-ranging. As was said just now, there just needs to be a minimum link, be it objective or subjective in nature. Perhaps I should refer to the fact that the fact is practiced in a place where totally or partially it's practiced, and with some or any form of participation or co-participation by an agent, or if it's a homicide, the place in which the act was committed. Of itself, you can see this is a very wide-ranging criterion. It means that you can extend criminal jurisdiction, Portuguese criminal jurisdiction, to an area of illegal facts or events. Mr. Ravena also, and perhaps I could just explain what is in the report to you, because the way it's been read, it seems that we're linking this notion of extraterritoriality, but only in the area of judicial cooperation in criminal causes. That's not true, actually. So that's our mea culpa here. Perhaps it wasn't clear in the report. All these international cooperation mechanisms and judicial mutual legal assistance under this article do permit the application of Portuguese criminal law. And also, it provides for this. It materializes these principles, not just the one on territoriality. It also provides for the principle of defending national interest, also the principle of nationality itself, the principle of universality, and the supplementary administration of criminal justice. So it is broadening the scope when it comes to exercising criminal jurisdiction quite outside the judicial mechanisms that we already have in criminal areas, irrespective of the fact that we have recourse to those mechanisms. And I'd now like to hand over to my colleague.
Boa tarde a todos.
Very good afternoon, Head of Delegation. Thank you, Chair, distinguished members of the committee. I wanted to say a little bit more on the question from Ms.